drifting into deep water. I'm starting to care for you. You're getting me in deep water. Be careful what you do. You want a romance, and I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm winding up in deep water. Why can't we still be friends? Ladies and gentlemen on the steel, make welcome, if you will, Mr. Waldo Otto. Waldo! In this deep water, I'm stuck between right and wrong. My love's as pure as deep, deep water. Your love won't last as long. Where will it lead me? Where will it end? I can't help but wish I only knew. I'm winding up in deep, deep water. So deep in love with you.
All right now.
Twin guitar.
You want a romance, I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm winding up in deep, deep water. Why can't we still be friends? Wendell Mercantile taking it away. Wendell. Wendell Mercantile, take off style. Give him a hand. He's the only guitar player in the world with the fringe to match, ladies and gentlemen. The fringe matches his shirt, is right there on his guitar. He cares about the people that he plays for, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, Waldo Otto on the steel guitar, and back on the bass, the guy we haven't introduced yet. He was born just out of wedlock, Montana. He grew up in filth, and now he lives in squalor. We don't know a lot about him after all these years traveling together. We know he was raised by coyotes up there, and in fact, one of his cousins won the best of breed at the state fair last year. Never seen him eat or sleep, and no photograph of him has ever been successfully developed. So please make welcome Slade on the bass. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of his original songs entitled Millennia. We'd like to get another special trailblazer out here. He's very special and he knows who he is. Please make him welcome Mr. Waldo Otto's brother, Mr. Elmo Otto. Hey! Yeah. Hey, Elmo's here, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We got a mic for him and everything. We're going to do a honky-tonk song for you from Mr. Ernest Tubb, the original E.T. And, you know, they had a movie about E.T. years ago, and we all went down there to the drive-in in Wyola, Montana, to see it. And they totally miscast the guy that played E.T. in that, I thought. Good movie, though. Here's one called I Know My Baby Loves Me.